Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A bunch of new polls ask the question, is this a great day? Is this a great week? Is this a great moment for Donald Trump? A poll by Rasmussen shows him surging so far ahead in the Republican race and shows Biden in every kind of trouble. Is that accurate, or is it more accurate, an Associated Press National Opinion Research Center poll that shows that 64% of Americans say they definitely or probably will not support Trump for president? A lot of this goes down to how you react to all of the indictments. There are so many of them. It is becoming tedious to try to enumerate them or to go over them or to go over the details. Question I would ask is that with all of those Trump voters out there and a clear majority of the Republican Party, there's no question that within the Republican Party, Trump is overwhelmingly likely to win because of the support he has. So if you're one of those people who has voted for Trump twice before, and yet there's something about these indictments that bothers you. Now, there's polling that indicates that that's a significant number of people. If you are bothered by any element of the indictments, and you're rethinking your support for Trump and for his ideals, his principles, his character, what he stands for, give us a call and explain your train of thought. 1-800-955-1776. Or if you're on the other side and you're actually somebody who didn't support Trump before, but this apparently is happening in the polls too, is all of the negativity by the legal system, the four different indictments and arraignments, and Trump coming in for a mugshot at some point in Atlanta, and people again worried about something that I don't think will happen, which is there are going to be riots because people are so upset about Trump being charged. If you're one of those people who has become more positive toward President Trump because of the arraignments or the persecution that he is suffering, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776 is a phone number. The basic information in the two polls that seem to be conflicting is there is an Associated Press poll where it's done by Associated Press and National Opinion Research Center at University of Chicago. It's one of the most respected polling organizations in the country. And the headline with which it appears at Mediaite says whopping 64% of Americans say they definitely or probably cannot support Trump for president in 2024. Now, if that's anything like true or accurate, that 64% of people say they can't support Trump, either certainly or probably, that's tough news. The poll asked the same questions for Joe Biden and found a slightly better result for the incumbent. The poll found that in a general election, 74% of Republicans said they would support Trump. However, 53% of Americans said they definitely would not support him, which, by the way, that means that 53%, that's about the same number, percentage of people who voted for Biden. And they definitely would not support Trump, and another 11% said they would probably not support him. But do the indictments make it more or less likely that he gets supported? Meanwhile, there's better polling news. The poll found that 85% of Democrats approve of the criminal charges brought August 2nd by Special Counsel Jack Smith. This poll was conducted before the breaking news from Atlanta, from Fulton County, and from Fawny Wallace, and that set of indictments. And 85% of Democrats approved of the criminal charges brought by Jack Smith, compared with 47% of Democrats 47% of independents and just 16% of Republicans. Overall, only 3 out of 10 Americans say they disapprove, including about 2/3 of Republicans. Now, when you have only 2/3 of Republicans disapproving of the indictments, it's a little bit surprising considering the disapproval from every Republican voice out there. There are very, very few people. Maybe Brian Kemp of Georgia. We read his statement. There's a column today in the New York Times by the former lieutenant governor of Georgia. Georgia is going to be a troublesome state for Trump to win if he ends up becoming the nominee. There's also a very different poll that shows very different news, and particularly good news for Vivek Ramaswamy. A headline at the Daily Signal. This was Trump takes 47-point lead over Republican field. That's pretty definitive. As Ramaswamy surges to second, former President Donald Trump is widening his lead over the field of Republican rivals, according to a new poll shared with Daily Signal. With support from 60% of Republican primary voters, Trump commands a 47-point advantage over his nearest competitor in Rasmussen's latest national survey. Rasmussen, of course, is the best-known and most respected Republican pollster. The poll from RMG Research was in the field 11th of August to 14th of August, before news of the indictment in Fulton County, Georgia. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who tallied 13% in this poll, made the biggest gains over the past 2 months, rising from 3% in Rasmussen's June 21st poll. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is now third in the new poll, with 8%, dropping 7 percentage points since Rasmussen's August 7th to 8th survey. Chris Christie also gaining. He's now fourth at 5%, followed by former Vice President Mike Pence and former Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina at 4%. U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina had only 2%. Nationally, Trump is averaging 54.3% among Republicans, according to Real Clear Politics and their polling average. Among those who support Trump, 83% said they were absolutely certain they would vote for him. But that's in the primary, I believe. By comparison, 38% of DeSantis supporters expressed a similar sentiment, with 62% declaring that something could change their minds about the Florida governor. Okay, what all of this means is that we're coming up a week from tonight is the first debate in Milwaukee. And President Trump decided that today was the day to let out a full-throated, pretty harsh attack on Governor Chris Christie. And Chris Christie answered back, see you at the debate. Will he see President Trump? Should he see President Trump? Does President Trump's persecution make you more or less likely to support him? 1-800-955-1776.
I just wanted to call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
MedVet Show. Later in this show, we're going to be speaking to one of the people who is challenging Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. No, not Robert F. Kennedy Jr., though of course he'd be welcome on this show. We would love to hear him explaining some of his latest claims, including the claim that the United States is operating bio labs to create bioweapons in Ukraine. which is not true. We may ask John Bolton about that. We're going to be speaking to John Bolton as well, former National Security Advisor to President Trump, who is also extremely negative on the slowness and uncertainty with which Joe Biden is supporting our allies in Ukraine at a moment of need, and what he believes should be done differently about the war with Russia. We'll be speaking to Ambassador Bolton, former National Security Advisor to Donald Trump, coming up. Meanwhile, breaking news, a campaign associate of the great pretender, Representative George Santos. And we were just talking about him 2 days ago, about the fact that he has three different Republican challengers in the primary for his Republican nomination for his Long Island district. And this is a district that's going to be tough for any Republican, but it would be particularly tough, if not impossible, for George Santos. And the problem that they're facing now is that with at least three, soon maybe four, other Republican candidates going for the nomination, there's every chance that there will be Santos loyalists who vote for the guy and put him in a position where the Democrats can fairly easily knock him off. In any event, a campaign associate of Representative George Santos, who impersonated Speaker Kevin McCarthy's former chief of staff, was charged with wire fraud and identity theft in a federal indictment unsealed today. The aide, whose name is Samuel Mealy, was arraigned this morning in Brooklyn federal court and released on a $150,000 bond. Now, this is serious. He has pleaded not guilty. He was arrested by federal prosecutors for sending fraudulent fundraising emails to more than a dozen potential contributors to an unnamed candidate. That candidate presumed to be George Santos. This guy, Samuel Mealy, who I'd never heard of before, is, I believe, and I've tried to look this up to confirm this background, but I believe he's the brother of Frank Mealy, who wrote a much-discussed, very powerful piece in realclearpolitics.com about the persecution of Donald Trump. And the title of the piece is Justice Shrugged. And this Mealy, Frank Mealy, is a great fan of Ayn Rand. He's an objectivist. And he talks about Donald Trump as one of the heroes in Atlas Shrugged. And for people who haven't read Atlas Shrugged, it is a terrific read. There's no question that for me, and as I've talked about in my book, Right Turns, for many other people, Paul Ryan talked about this, Atlas Shrugged helped to form some of the conservative ideas that I think most conservatives hold about the importance of the free market and the importance of creative people building businesses, things of that nature. But he compares President Trump to Hank Reardon, who in the novel Atlas Shrugged, Hank Reardon is a great industrialist who has invented this metal, which is going to be a whole benefit for all of mankind. And he says, similarly, Trump's refusal to accept the election results turns on his deep sense of individualistic ambition, his willingness to challenge societal norms, and his determination not to surrender his principles, even at the expense of public ridicule, political persecution, and now potentially years in prison. He talks about his principles and the principles concerning his determination not to surrender his principles having to do with the rejection of the election results. Not sure I understand that entirely. Let us go to your calls to Jim in Edmonds, Washington. Jim, so you pose a question. What's your answer? Is Trump persecuted or prosecuted? Or both?
Prosecuted. To me, persecuted means to be unfairly harassed. To be prosecuted is to be held accountable for wrongdoing. And I would argue that if you had told the average American of either party in 2013 that in 2020 a sitting president would refuse to accept the results of an election, would incite a crowd to march on the Capitol, and that 2.5 years later, would he have suffered no consequences at all? Although he now is under indictment, I get that, but at this point, no consequences. He leads the Republican primary, as you said, by 57 points or whatever. I think most people in 2013 wouldn't have believed that was possible.
No, I think you're right. I wouldn't have believed it to be possible. I mean, given the fact that one of the things that's worth remembering, I think, is that he was put up for impeachment because of his January 6th, and basically trying to get people to come to Washington and to interfere with the election. And by the way, the idea that they were meant to interfere with the election, people say, well, he said they should march peacefully and patriotically. Yes, he did, but he still wanted, what were they supposed to be doing if they're marching up during the certification of the votes and then they're marching up to the Capitol building to protest that certification? In any event, I think your question is a very legitimate one, and that the impeachment that followed, there were 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach him, and there were 7 Republicans in the Senate who voted to impeach him. And that was even at a time when, if you look at it, he only had a few more days in office. So why did those people vote to impeach him? Because that would have stopped him from running again. But I think that people felt so widely in the Republican side of things, including people who voted against impeachment, like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, who spoke against President Trump at that time, but they voted against impeachment. Why? Because they never thought that he would run again and get the kind of support that he has gotten. Jim, I appreciate your call. Again, if you have reacted on the other side of the impact of the indictments, all 4 sets of them, this also goes to the question about what it is exactly that President Trump did when it comes to sticking for his principles. There's a new ad about how President Trump is being persecuted, not prosecuted, persecuted for his principles. What are those principles that are so vulnerable? We'll be right back on the MedEd.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Speaker of the House believes Congress will need to pass a short-term government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. NBC News reports sources said Kevin McCarthy told that to House Republicans during a conference call this week. Money is set to run out on September 30th, and Congress won't return until September, following a month-long August recess. A student is injured after a shooting at an Augusta, Georgia high school.
We're trying to prevent any further injuries or loss of life, and that's what happened to Sean here. We're reviewing that.
between him and another student that escalated to gunfire.
Richmond County Sheriff Richard Roundtree says the student is suffering from a gunshot wound to the finger, and police are still looking for the suspect. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for potentially record-breaking temperatures this week. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, there's this lengthy piece. It is from Real Clear Politics by Frank Neely about how President Trump is like a hero in an Ayn Rand novel. I imagine you could talk about either of the heroes in the Atlas Shrugged or the hero of the Fountainhead. In any event, he writes... And, again, very well-written piece by Frank Mealy. He says, it is just that same magical connection which happens between Trump and his supporters at a MAGA rally. And that is why Jack Smith, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and President Joe Biden want to put Trump behind bars. He gives people hope. And hope is dangerous when you have a plan to subjugate them. To succeed, tyranny needs willing victims. And Trump, like any Ayn Rand hero or heroine, fights back. That's the true reason his enemies hate him. We fight like hell, Trump said on January 6th, not in regard to violence, but in regard to protecting our country from the thugs who would transform it into a dictatorship. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Oregon. Matthew, you're on the Medved Show.
Oh, hey. Well, that was jarring because you guys don't have the radio on going through anymore. And it just is just kind of a surprise. It's like, hey, Matthew, hey. And I'm like, well, I don't even know what you've been talking about.
We really have to fix that to give people who are holding on the line a chance to hear what's leading up to them. I'll tell you what I was leading up
right,
to.
Right,
I was
right.
Okay, you heard it.
No, I didn't hear. I was waiting for you.
Oh, okay. What I did is I read a piece of this Real Clear Politics commentary by Frank Mealy, saying that Trump is like an Ayn Rand hero. To succeed, tyranny needs willing victims, and Trump, like any Ayn Rand hero or heroine, fights back. That's the true reason his enemies hate him. That's the point that he's making. So you can follow that up.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Trump. So first off, I didn't vote for Trump first time or second time for my own reasons, and actually I haven't voted for the presidency since Mitt Romney, just to give you my background. But I am looking at Trump, and I think what I'm seeing coming out of the government is the most bad faith stuff that I've seen. When Hillary Clinton didn't get prosecuted for the servers, I talked to my more, let's call them partisan friends on the right, and I talked to them and I told them, I said, they can't prosecute her. It doesn't matter if she's dead, guilty to rights on it. They cannot do it. It destroys the democracy. What you have to do is you just have to kill her in the polls and kill her in the popular vote, or to kill her in the populace, but you can't do that really on the surface like that. You have to do it in other ways because she's part of the framework now. She is actually kind of a piece of the puzzle, and you're destroying the whole puzzle. And the same thing is really with Trump. I mean, this whole thing with going after their lawyers, basically the way I see it is there's a political theory that they had. They kind of pulled from this thing that happened in the 60s, and I heard that a year ago, it's like 3 years ago or whatever now, them talking about that. And it's a political theory, and really what it should have been is it should have gone into the courts, and the courts should have just said, what happened in the 60s happened because it wasn't really going to make a difference.
Okay, what are you talking about? Now, hold on, Matthew, what happened in the 60s?
I think it was like some alternative electors that happened in Hawaii, but it didn't really matter because they were going to win, or because the prevailing side was going to win anyways, and they just decided not to fight it, and they just accepted.
Alternative electors in which election in the 60s? I mean, the elections in the 1960s were not particularly close. What's that?
I think it was the JFK one, and it was just it wasn't close.
Okay, in the JFK election against Nixon in 1960 was very, very close. It wasn't as close as people think, because even if Nixon had carried Illinois and Texas, JFK still would have won the Electoral College. But so I don't think that there were any unofficial electors in Hawaii, but you're saying that you feel that the reactions to Hillary and to Trump and trying to criminalize both of them was a result of this election that you're trying to remember from the 1960s. Is that right?
No. What I'm saying about Hillary is we can't, for the sake of democracy, the structure of our government, you really can't imprison anybody that was president or could be president or really that has a certain level of polling. Like, it's dangerous. It's just too dangerous to the actual,
I think you're right, actually, Matthew, and it's one of those reasons that all the cheering of lock her up, people who are saying that, they didn't really mean that. I don't think they expected to put Hillary Clinton in jail, and frankly, I think that the idea that Donald Trump is going to go to jail and actually be imprisoned on any of these topics, first of all, he's 77 years old, and it would be damaging to I mean, obviously, the reaction to putting him in prison is would be extremely polarizing all across the country. I don't think he is actually likely to go to prison. Now, he may be deliberately trying to force his way into prison by ignoring the judge in the Washington, D.C. election case, Judge Chutnit, and Tanya Chutnit, because if he ignores and continues to ignore basically the rules that are being handed down by these various judges not to comment on the case and not to attack people and not to attack witnesses and not to try to influence witnesses, there may be a threat of some kind of legal action against him that could include brief times away from the campaign trail. David sent in an email saying, I think you're either asking the wrong question or coming at it from the wrong angle. It's not a matter of supporting President Trump per se. It's a matter of giving the middle finger to the establishment mouthpieces of both the Democrat and Republican parties that sneer down their noses at us peons. I, for one, will be voting for him out of spite and voting against anyone that you and others in the establishment endorse. Okay, how is it possible to look at the people, well, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, third in line from the presidency? Isn't a person who holds that position part of the establishment? And he is definitely patched up his relationship with President Trump. Coming up, some Trumpian poetry that is basically supposed to inspire all of the Trump followers. Coming up on the Medved Show.
What I'm hearing is not only offensive and shameful, it's dangerous.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Your cultural crusader.
I don't like you.
All right.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump released a statement on his fourth indictment. And it's a gloomy statement indicating that despite the fact that a lot of the people who are part of the Trump camp are looking at the polls and suggesting that whenever there are indictments like this, particularly such a sweeping indictment which charges racketeering and goes after Rudy Giuliani and a total of 19 defendants, that with something like that, people are really, in the past, have rallied to Trump's cause. And he's certainly trying to encourage that response. Here is his statement on the most recent indictment by in Fulton County, Georgia, by Fawny Willis, the district attorney. Listen.
Justice and the rule of law are justice and the rule of law are officially dead in America. This marks the fourth act of election interference by crooked Joe Biden and the communist Democrats who are absolutely destroying our country. They are doing things to our country that nobody ever thought possible. They know they can't beat me in a fair fight at the ballot box, so they're weaponizing the legal system to try and defeat me. And you know what? This is the greatest political movement of all time. It's going to make America great again. There's never been a movement like it, and they're not going to let it happen. They're not going to let it be dishonest anymore. But just as we've prevailed before, we will once again emerge stronger. Next November, we will win back the White House, and we will indeed make America great again.
Okay, except he began his statement by saying that officially justice and law are dead in America. And the idea that that this is all about how he fares in the election. Last time in the election of 2020, there were no indictments against him. There had been unsuccessful and misguided impeachment drives to try to drive him out of office. But he had not suffered any indictments. And it's not like they need the indictments to try to counteract President Trump's surging popularity. again, the recent polling even showing the effect that many Republicans, most Republicans, but not all Republicans by any means, have rallied to him because of the indictments. You still have a situation where 63% of Americans, including a bunch of Republicans who say they will either definitely or likely vote against him. And again, the idea that this is all about indictments, that is the only tool that the Democrats have to weaponize to persuade people not to support Trump. There's a new poem. Well, it's actually not a new poem. It's an old poem by a poet named Edgar Guest, who died in 1959. He was popular in Reader's Digest and a very popular poet. He was actually referred to in the old All in the Family show. He was Edith Bunker's favorite poet. And there's a poem by Edgar Guest called The Proof of Worth. And there's an unknown English actor in a video that was posted by Dan Scavino. Dan Scavino is the guy who works most closely with President Trump and has done so for a decade, doing his tweets or his postings on Truth Social. And so he has posted a video. It shows imagery of President Trump looking heroic, walking with his grandchildren, saluting military personnel, sitting at his desk, being presidential. And that's together with some music and a recitation of The Proof of Worth. Listen.
The test of a man is how much he will bear for a cause which he knows to be right. How long will he stand in the depths of despair? How much will he suffer and fight? There are many to serve when the victory is near, and few are the hurts to be borne. But it calls for a leader of courage to cheer the men in a battle forlorn. It is the way you hold out against odds that are great that proves what your courage is worth. It is the way that you stand to the bruises of fate that shows up your stature and girth. And victory is nothing but proof of your skill, veneered with a glory that's thin. Unless it is a proof of unfaltering will, and unless you have suffered to win.
Okay, it's all about suffering to win. The one line that occurred to me is fairly humorous. Is it's the way you hold out against odds that are great that proves what your courage is worth. It's the way that you stand to the bruises of fate that shows up your stature and girth. Girth is the sort of the diameter of the circumference of something, and it usually refers to your waist and how big your waist is. And this left out the first two stanzas of The Proof of Worth. Though victory is proof of the skill you possess, defeat is the proof of your grit. A weakling can smile in his days of success, but at trouble's first sign, he will quit. So the test of the heart and the test of your pluck isn't skies that are sunny and fair, but how do you stand to the blow that is struck, and how do you battle despair? The idea that President Trump is battling despair right now, and also when what they say here is the test of a man is how much he will bear for a cause which he knows to be right. What is President Trump's cause? And this goes back to the piece that compares President Trump to the Ayn Rand heroes and heroines, and talks about his refusal to accept the election results turns on his deep sense of individualistic ambition, his willingness to challenge societal norms, and his determination not to surrender his principles. What principles are involved here? There are these principles. There is, speaking of girth, There is an attack on Chris Christie that's posted today on Truth Social. A week before the debate in Milwaukee, President Trump writes, Chris Christie is so bad for America while being the best thing that ever happened to the Democrats. He left New Jersey with an 8% approval rating, a record low, and was tied up for years with the worst scandal in New Jersey history, Bridgegate. It wasn't the worst scandal in New Jersey history. There were U.S. senators who went to jail from New Jersey. Someday I will tell you how he got out of that morass. Now all he does is attack me, spewing woke, radical lies. Christie is a sad, pathetic slob who begged me for jobs in my administration and is bitter that I didn't give him any of them. Stone cold loser. Exclamation point. And Chris Christie, of course, responded. And how did he respond? He responded by saying, whatever, see you at the debate in Milwaukee or not, coward. And doesn't everybody who savors politics at all really do hope that President Trump shows up at the debate? Do we have time to play that Chris Christie on Trump? Okay, we will get to that. Yeah, that's right. If Chris Christie comes to the debate holding up a big turkey drumstick or something like that, gesturing with it. The state of the Republican Party is a real problem, and there's actually a terrific take on that by one of the future stars of the Republican Party, I believe, who is the recently retired governor, lieutenant governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, who writes about not what's going on with the latest charges against Trump, but about what's going on with the latest lack of any future agenda or platform or positivity by the Republican or the Democratic Party. So what is to be done? We'll get to that with John Bolton, Marianne Williamson, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.